sweet boy. You did so well tonight. Yeah, let me help you lay down. Do you feel weak, baby? It's okay. I've got you. Let's scooch down a little bit so you can be comfy. Yeah. There are those gorgeous eyes, so soft and submissive after our scene. I could look into your eyes all night, my lovely boy. But you know the rules. That's right. After a scene, you need a snack and some water or apple juice. Do you need any aspirin? We just got another bottle for the nightstand. No? Okay, honey. But do get your snack, and I'll grab your favorite blanket. You stay right there. Take a few nibbles from your treat, and I'll be right back. Sorry, baby, I just needed to grab a glass of water. Yeah, your blanket was on the couch, so I figured I'd kill two birds with one stone. Okay, let's wrap this around you, nice and cozy. There we go. You did so good, honey. I'm so proud of you. Just take some slow breaths and just relax with mistress. There you go. You're so cute when you're coming down from your subspace. So soft and lovable. I could just eat you up. Some kisses will do for now, though. Don't forget your snack, sweet boy. I love how cuddly you get. Like you'd give anything for some head scratches and warmth and some tender touching. As far as the head scratches go, how are these? You're such a wonderful boy. I love you so much. Moments like this are the most special, don't you think? That pleasant post-fuck exhaustion settling in your bones, flush with afterglow and snuggled up to someone who loves you more than anything in the whole wide world. It doesn't get much better. Except I get to watch you relax. I know how hard everything has been for you lately. Work stressing you out, your family, just everything. That's why I wanted us to play tonight. Taking the time to push you to your limit and take you to pure bliss with me. To take your mind off of everything outside your bedroom and keep you right here with me. And now you're here with me, in my arms. So goddamn cute and tuckered out and happy. All you have to do is relax and let me take care of you. And that's all you need. Warmth, love, snack, sex, and kisses. I think those are the five food groups. Is it five? Yeah. Who cares? There are much more important things to do. Like tell you how cute you are. You smell so good. Your skin smells good and it's so soft. I'm so glad I got to buy your shampoo and soap, and it means I get to smell exactly what I like to smell. It makes me want to just nuzzle my face into you and just cover you in kisses. Speaking of, I hope these bite marks don't hurt too much. Are they okay? What about where I spanked you? It's not too painful? Okay, honey, but there's still aspirin if you need it. Honey, are you still with me? Just checking. You're kind of mostly asleep while holding a half-eaten granola bar. No, my sweet boy, it's okay. Let me just take that from you and put it over here. Wouldn't want to leave it in the bed. That's how you get ants. Yes, we can watch more Archer, but that's for tomorrow. You're already mostly asleep, and I know you've had problems with sleep. So no TV tonight. Just touching and cuddling with you curled up and resting on my chest. No screens. All snuggles. And a smooch or two. Are you comfortable, honey? Do you need anything? You know how proud I am of you, Ryan. Yeah, good boy. You did so well. I know you're getting used to this subspace, but it definitely seems to make you more sensitive. And it makes me so happy that you're pushing your boundaries for me, even though you know that you don't need to. You don't have to do anything to make me happy, my sweet boy. Just having you makes me happier than I've ever been. Just that adoring way you look at me, and it makes my heart grow 3 sizes. I know you would love nothing more than to fall asleep in my arms, all sweet and warm and loved. And I know that as soon as my fingers start to stroke and massage your scalp, those eyelids start to drop. You're so fucking cute, baby. Every time I exploit your weakness, having your head played with, you go into sleepy overload. It's precious. You're precious. You should go to bed right now. But you're just too cute. You know those memes you see about people unable to get up when they have cats sleeping on them? Yeah, like, this is my life now, or I'll die of thirst before I move you, or stuff like that. That's me right now. I can't get up because my sweet baby boy is too perfect, too cuddly and cuddled up to force to move. I'll tell you what, baby boy, you can stay right here and sleep for now. But in a few hours, I'll wake you up and we'll take a shower together. Sound like a plan? I know. I'm a very kind and generous mistress. Now, shh. Rest for me, my sweet pet. Rest and relax and wake up refreshed with me.